So thinking about the Bible, and about the Old Testament in particular, the story I find most disturbing, and I'm not the only one, is the story of Abraham and Isaac. I read it for the first time as a child, and I remember thinking I must have misunderstood something. How could God, who's on the side of the good, ask a father to prove his devotion by killing his child? Religion scholar Bruce Chilton says this story has galvanized centuries of religious martyrs.
It is one of the most important origins of religious violence today. And that's a provable matter. One can actually see people referring to the text as they move out either to martyr themselves or to offer their children. For example, in the letter that was found in Muhammad Atta's luggage after the attacks on 9/11, part of the advice given to the attackers was that they should, quote, keep their knife sharp so that they should not cause their victim to suffer. That's a picture of deliberate sacrifice. Similarly, Meir Kahane wrote to his own son in God's name, telling him to be ready to be martyred. And this, of course, is a major background of Christianity, where the proud comparison was made that Jesus himself was the perfect sacrifice, and because he was, every believer had to be willing to resist persecution even at the price of blood. The Abrahamic religions make the move of seeing martyrdom as being either the duty or the potential duty of every single believer. We are violent religions. Whatever parts of our tradition we do not actively cope with ourselves, we are leaving to others to do with what they will. And that is precisely what's happened in the case of this story. So I think we need precisely to confront those parts of our tradition which give us difficulty. I think it's all the more vital in the case of Islam today because the issue of martyrdom has become more crucial. But here, the structure of the Quran itself is what shows us the way forward, because the Quran is the clearest of all the interpretations that the original impetus to offer the son did not come from God, did not come from Allah himself. Instead, in that chapter, in that surah called Al-Safat, when Ibrahim says to his son, look, I see in a vision that I sacrifice you. What is your vision? And the son goes on to tell Ibrahim that he should do as he was commanded. They go through the story until the point of sacrifice, and then Allah intervenes to prevent the action. In other words, the Quran is the clearest of all the stories that the instinct to sacrifice was Abraham's. It really was not God's. And this section of the Quran closes by saying, "In ahadna lahuwa al-balua al-mubin," that is, this clearly was an obvious test. And it defines test to mean that Abraham learned how not to sacrifice and never to sacrifice a child again.
Bruce Chilton is a professor of religion at Bard College and author of the book Abraham's Curse.